So we are holding on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday about, so the Mishnah had talked about the situation where you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, one adjacent to the other, Yom Tov on Friday or Yom Tov on Sunday, as the case may be. You want to make a separate Eruv for each one. We said, the Chachamim said that they're not sure whether they're two Kedushas or one, and therefore you can't. Rabbi Eliezer had said they are for sure, good morning, Ellie, they are for sure two Kedushas, and therefore you could do that. So Rabbi Eliezer had said they are two Kedushas, and therefore you could do that. We said there's a whole bunch of other Tanoim who hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rav had said the Halacha is like that. However, then we brought up the matter of Hachana, which is that you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So how do we go about doing that? So far what we were left with is, as far as the Eruv itself taking effect, that's not such a problem, because we say Tchilas Hayoyim Koina Eruv, that the beginning of the second day is when the Eruv takes effect. So if Yom Tov was on Friday, then the Eruv for Shabbos will take effect at the first moment of Shabbos rather than at the last moment of Friday, so you don't have a problem of Hachana. But you still have the fact that you yourself are going over there and then bringing the Eruv food. So the Eruv food, we said, okay, you brought before. What about if you're walking over there? What if you're Ma'ariv Beraglov? Isn't that Mechin, the fact that you go over there? So we left off that Rabbah had said that it's no problem, because what you do is you go there and you don't say anything. Just the fact that you're sitting there at the point that you want to be your Mokam Shvissa, that doesn't constitute Mechin B'Shabbos L'Yomtev, Mechin B'Yomtev L'Shabbos, because you're just sitting there quietly and not saying anything. Okay. So, Omalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan La'Abaya, but we have another wrinkle in it. Rabba Bar Rav Chanan says to Abaya, "E have the Shmir Le'Lamar Hodatanya." If our Rebbe, both Rabba Bar Rav Chanan and Abaya, were both Talmidim of Rabba, so if our Rebbe, namely Rabba, had heard of the following Braisa, then he would have said differently. The Braisa says, "Lo Yahalach Adam L'Seif Sadehu." A person is not allowed to, on Shabbos, walk to the end of his field, Leida Mahitzricha, to see what it needs. Because that would be, it's not a matter of Mechin, it's a matter of, as we learned in Shabbos, Mimtzei Cheftzecha, V'daba Dover. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to look after your personal affairs or business affairs or whatever on Shabbos. And here you're doing that. So you're not allowed to walk to the field to see what it needs. Kayotzeboy, similarly, Lo Yatayel Odom HaPesach Medina, a person shouldn't walk around on Shabbos or Yom Tov near the end of the day, by the edge of the, by the doorway, by the gate of the city, Kadesh Yikonis L'Merchatz Miyad, in order that on Motzei Shabbos, first thing, he'll be able to go into the bathhouse, because again, that's also a problem of Mimtzei Cheftecha. Now, in those cases, he's not saying anything. He's not saying, I'm looking for what I need for my field. He's not saying, I'm doing it in order to go to the Merchatz. And we still say that it's also. So if Rabba had known of that Braisa, he wouldn't have said necessarily that you should be allowed to go and sit there until the end of the day in order to be Kona Shvisa for Shabbos. Because don't you still have, fine, you don't have a problem of Hachana, but you still have a problem of Mimit Tzaycheftzacha, no? However, the Gemara says, so then Hodarbe, so have a Hodarbe, he would have changed his mind, says Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. However, the Gemara says, Veloihi, actually that's not so. Shmielei Veloi Hodarbe, as a matter of fact, Rabba did know of this Braisa. That still didn't cause him to change his mind. He says there's a distinction between going to the edge of the city or going to the field versus RK sitting or going over there in order to be Kona Shvisa, because over there, it becomes very obvious when you see him walking to his field, or you see him walking to the edge of, or you see him walking to the edge of the city. It's obvious that he's doing it for these purposes. What else would he be doing there except for that purpose? In the case of the field, it's obvious that he's going there and checking into it. In fact, some of the Mefarshim say that when you're going around, you wouldn't just be walking in the field; you'd be looking this way and that, which then mentally you're calculating for yourself what you need. So the thinking itself, by the way, is not a problem. We learned in Masechta Shabbos that Dibur also hiruhu mutu. You are allowed to think about your business affairs on Shabbos, although it's better not to, but you don't, you just can't speak about them. But here, where he's actually accompanying it with a maisa of walking around over there and looking this way and that, then that would, it becomes very obvious that he's doing it for the purpose of doing work after Shabbos. The same way when it comes to going to the edge of the city. In those days, the bathhouses used to be right outside the city. So therefore, so just the fact that he's doing it quietly itself seems to indicate that he's, it shows people that he's doing it for that purpose. But over here, said, Rabba would say that it doesn't necessarily demonstrate that he's doing it in order to be, in order to do something that he can't do on Shabbos or on Yom of itself, because it depends. If he's a young Talmud Chacham who's always, even when he's walking around, is thinking and learning, what it could very well be, people who see him walking around over there are not going to think that he's doing something on Yom Tov for Shabbos, in this case, going to make an Erev Tchorin. They're going to think he was busy, he was fartiffed in what he's thinking about and learning, and therefore, so he wasn't thinking, and he ended up walking all the way here. And if he's an Amma Oretz who doesn't walk around so far tift in learning, then people are going to think, okay, he lost a donkey and he's going around to look for it. That would be allowed on Shabbos. That's not considered Mimtzei Cheftzicha, because as long as the donkey is within the Tchum, then you'd be allowed to bring it back. The general rule we learned in Masechta Shabbos is if it's an activity which you would actually be allowed to do on Shabbos itself, then you're allowed to be machshich al tchum. You're allowed to go and wait by the edge of the tchum in order to get it accomplished after Shabbos. An example we had over there actually was walking to another city, where you could conceivably walk from one city to another on Shabbos if you have Bergen and if you have these watchmen's huts on the way, which extend out the borders of the city as far as tchumen. So similarly over here with the donkey. So therefore, in either of these cases, it's not so obvious to people that he's doing it that he's doing it in order to make himself a tchum, in order to be koina makam shvisa, therefore Rabba would say it's allowed. So even though Rabba knew of this braisa about mimetzai cheftzicha, still he drew that distinction. Getting back to Gufa, getting back to something we said before, Amar of Yehuda, Irav Baragla v'yemrishin ma'arav Baragla v'sheni, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora that is, had said that if you made an Eruv on foot the first day, then you have to make a separate Eruv on foot for the second day. Talking about, in other words, again, we're talking within Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that each of them is considered a separate Kedusha. So therefore, that comes out, we said yesterday, it comes out a Kula in that you're able to make a separate Eruv in each direction, but it also comes out a Chumra in that you have to make a separate Eruv for each day if you want it. Put yourself on mute, please, if you don't mind. Thank you. So it comes out of Chumrah. You do have to make a separate Eruv for each of the 2 days if you want to be able to go in a different direction, if you want to go even in the same direction on both days, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, and this is the halacha, since they're shtei kedushas, the Eruv for one day doesn't count as the Eruv for the other day, for Shabbos and Yom Tov respectively. So therefore, so according to that, then we're saying that if you made an Eruv Beraglov on the first day, then you're going to need to make one on the second day as well. And it's going to dafka have to be on foot, because we said before, you still have the issue of hachana. If you go on, if on the first day you made an Eruv Beraglov, and now on the second day you want to make an Eruv, so for example, Thursday night going into Yom Tov, you did an Eruv Beraglov. Now Friday night going into Shabbos, you want to be able to make an Eruv with food, then you have a problem, because now you're designating that food for the Eruv, and you have to designate it for that purpose, then you're back to the problem of Achana. So you can't do that. If you want an Eruv for the second day, you're going to have to do it Biraglov. Obviously, if you don't want an Eruv for the second day, then you don't need to do anything. But if you want the same Eruv, if you want the Eruv in the both directions for the same day, then you're going to need to do that. If you want them in different directions.
This would be the same thing if you send the Shliach to do it.
You can send a shliach with it. Yeah, you can send a shliach with food. That's true. But so, yeah, well, either day. But so far, the first din that Rav Yehuda is saying is not talking about a shliach. The first din Rav Yehuda is talking about is where you yourself go and are koina the makam shvisa by staying at the place which you intend to be your makam shvisa throughout Ben Hashmashes. So what Rav Yehuda is telling us is if you did that the first day and you still want an Eruv in the same direction or a different direction for the second day, you're going to have to do it again by foot. You don't have the option on Yom Tov of sending a shliach with food to make an Eruv for Shabbos, because at that point you'd have the problem of Hachana. That's the point. Then also, Rav Yehuda continues, Erev v'pas b'yem rishon, ma'arev v'pas b'yem sheni. Likewise, if he made an Erev with food on the first day, then again, if he wants an Erev for the second day, he also needs to use bread. He also needs to use food. So now let's analyze that.
What else could he use? It's not bread.
He could have done Erev Beraglov. He could have done Erev Beraglov, right? So we're saying, though, if he used food on the first day, Rashi says over here actually that if the food was eaten, then he still has the option. In other words, we're not saying, so fine. What Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that if you made an Eruv with food on the first day and it was eaten, then you're stuck. Based on what we just said, from what Rabbah says, you're able to be Ma'arev Beraglov for the second day. You're able to be Ma'arev Beraglov on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and it's not considered Hachana. It's not considered Hachana, and it's not considered Mimitzoy Cheftzicha for the reasons that we said. It's not Hachana because the Eruv only takes effect at the first moment of Shabbos, and it's not. Because you're not saying anything and it's not obvious to people that you're doing it in order to be Kona Shvisa. But the point is, in other words, the main point he wanted to say is the first din that if you do Erev Beraglov V'yom Rishon, you have to do the same thing on the second day. You do not have the option of using food for the second day. So that's what we're going to explain that. Erev Beraglov V'rishon Ein Ma'arev V'pas B'sheni. So if you made an Erev on foot the first day, you cannot make an Erev with food the second day. She'ein Ma'arvin Batchila B'pas. Because you're not allowed to designate food for the first time on Yom Tov to be used as an Erev for Shabbos, because you're back to the problem of Hachana. So if in the Mishnah we described a scenario where you put down your food for the Eruv before Yom Tov, you wait there, you or your shliach waits there, Ben HaShemashas, to make sure that it's still there at the end of Ben HaShemashas, so that the Eruv will have taken effect, then it being Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry it back with you. So you do that because you want to make sure you do that, because otherwise, if you leave it out there, it may get lost or stolen or whatever by the end, before Shabbos, and then you're not going to have the Erev for Shabbos. So then what we do is then we said your shliach brings it back there before Shabbos, and you wait there until after Shabbos begins, and then you can eat it right there if you want. The point being, in other words, we're actually going to use that diuk in a minute, but right now Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that is in fact the din, that if you used food, so again in that case you use that food for the Eruv for Yom Tov and then you brought it home, you're allowed to reuse that same food for the Eruv for Shabbos, and it's not considered Hachana because you already designated it as food for an Eruv before Yom Tov. But if you were to have, for example, that the food for the first day was eaten, or actually Rabbi Yehuda's case is that you didn't make an Erev with food the first day, you made an Erev Beraglayim, then you would actually not be allowed to, then you would not be allowed to designate new food and say, I'm going to use it as an Erev for the second day, because that would be Hachana. So she'ein ma'arvin b'tchila b'pas, because you can't use bread or any other food for the first time on Yom Tov as an Eruv. So like this, you didn't have food available, you didn't use food for this purpose before, now you want to designate some food for the Eruv. You can't do that because that would be the problem of Hachana. You can't do Hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If he waits, that's Ma'arev Beraglov. If he's Ma'arev, that's what Rav Yehuda is saying. He doesn't. If he's waiting there, he doesn't need food. If he's Ma'arev Beraglov, he doesn't need food. Right. If it's a shliach, then you need food. But that's what we're saying. Then in that, if you did Erev Beraglov on the first day, you have to do Erev Beraglov the second day. There's no option of sending a shliach to do Erev with food for the second day. Then you have a problem. If it was eaten up in between, then you have a problem. Then you don't have an Erev for the second day. On the other hand, Erev v'pas b'yom rishon, ma'arev v'pas b'yom sheni, omar Shmuel of oisa pas. So when we say if you use food on the first day, then you need to use food on the second day, Shmuel says you have to use the same food. for the same reason. Because otherwise, if you're using different food, then you're designating it on Yom Tov, and you're back to the problem of Hachana. If it gets eaten, then you have a problem. That's why the Mishnah had said that you do well to bring it back home. So, okay, we said if Yom Tov is on Sunday, then you don't have that option because you can't bring it back Friday night. So then of necessity, you're going to have to just go there on Matzah Shabbos and hope on Shabbos afternoon and hope that it's still there. But if it's on Yom Tov, then you do well to bring it home because that way you make sure that it doesn't get lost or whatever. You could, and that way if one gets eaten, you could bring a double portion, sure, but you don't have to. Omer Rav Ashi, Deka Nami Masnissin. So Rav Ashi says, actually, you can see that diuk from our Mishnah, Dikatoni, because our Mishnah says, Kate said, what do you do when Yom Tov is on Friday? You bring the Eruv food there on Thursday afternoon. You wait until after Bein HaShemesh is going into Yom Tov. And then you take the food home. You come back on the night before the second day, on Friday afternoon. You bring back the food over there. You wait until it gets dark, meaning until after Bein HaShemesh. And then you eat it. And then you can come home. The point being, in other words, that we see you taka have to use the same bread because otherwise you have the problem. You can't designate it as an Eruv and you have the problem of Hachana. So Rav Ashi says, this din that Rav Yehuda is saying, you actually see it from the Mishnah itself. We didn't really need Rav Yehuda to tell it to us. So then the question is Rabbanon. So what would Rav Yehuda and Shmuel answer to that? The Rav Yehuda who had said the actual din, that if you made an Eruv with bread the first day, you have to again make it the second day, and Shmuel had said with the same bread, why indeed don't they hold of the diuk from the Mishnah that Rav Ashi says? The answer is Duma Hasam Eitz Tova Kamash Malon. It could be the Mishnah, without these dinim that Rav Yehuda and Shmuel said, you could have said that maybe the Mishnah is just giving us a good advice. Take your food home after the first night because otherwise it may get lost and then you're going to have to bother getting another loaf of bread or another, whatever, two sudas or whatever for your Eruv. But maybe you could have used a different one. The fact that then when the Mishnah says that if you don't do that, you have a problem in Eruv Lasheni, that just means if you don't put down another one, you're not going to have an Eruv for the second day. We wouldn't know clearly from the Mishnah that it means that you actually have to use the same bread and that it's ma'akiv. So that's, again, this is all according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that each one is a separate. So according to the Chachamim, what we said is, according to the Chachamim, we said they have a suffix, whether it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas. So according to them, you still would need to put it down, but according to them, if you don't put it down for the second day, you still have a suffix, whether it's in effect for the second day, and then you're a Chamo Gamel, then you only have the overlapping areas of the Tchum to put it in. It's a suffix derabanan, but nevertheless, the Chachamim still say the Chachamim in our Mishnah are still machmir. Yeah.
We have to do two meals.
Two meals, yeah.
We have to do 2 days of two meals.
Because you could use the same food again. Again, it doesn't have to be the same. It can't be.
You don't have to. Same way that you need two meals, like as if you ate the first one.
No.
Make you do 4 meals for Yom Tov.
Because the fact is, you didn't eat it the first day. So when the first day is over, you still have the same 2 meals. You reuse it again, and you have to, because otherwise you have the problem of Hachana.
Obviously, if you do eat it,
you can bring
another one.
That's the point. If you ate it, then you have a problem, because now you can't do Hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and therefore then you don't have an Eruv for the second day, right? Actually, what we said is, no. So one second. What we did say, your alternative in that case, if the food was eaten the first day, you can be ma'arif beraglov for the second day. Because you can still go out there on foot and wait there until throughout Bein HaShemesh. No. We started the Gemara today saying that we thought maybe you shouldn't be able to because mimetzoy cheftzacha, because you're looking after your own business affairs on Shabbos. And we said that no, because it's different over here because either you're a Talmid Chacham or you're an Amah Aretz. Either way, it's not obvious that you're doing it for that purpose. You're doing it because you had something else. You were busy. You were fatifed in learning, or you're looking for a lost donkey or whatever. Yeah.
Both of us, or just 2 meals for one person?
Do you need, as far as I believe that you can have 2 meals covers everybody for an Eruv Tchumen. I'm not sure about that, but I think that that's the din. I don't think you need 2 separate meals for each person. I think. I think so. Now, with an Eruv.
I could do it with 2 meals for one person. Do it do it for him and for me.
Yeah, if you're his shliach, then yeah, I think so. Again, I'm not 100% sure about that. I'd have to look whether you need two separate meals for each one. I don't think you do, but yeah, I'm not completely sure about that. Okay. Yeah. No, we have to go to the Dvar Mitzvah. That's true also. Well, with that said, I mean, it is true in Shulchan Aruch Paskins that an Eruv Tchumen ideally should be done for a Dvar Mitzvah, but you did it for a Dvar Rishus, then it's not so bad. In fact, actually, the Rashba mentions in this connection, when we're talking about over here being Ma'arav Baraglov, the question is, we learned in Shabbos that this thing of Mimtzoi Cheftzecha only applies to Cheftze Chafetzecha, but not Cheftze Shamayim. If you're doing something for the sake of a mitzvah, we had over there cases where you are allowed to be Machshech Alatchum for something that has to be done after Shabbos, but it was for the sake of a mitzvah, for the sake of a mess, for the sake of a kala, etc. So then in that case, why over here did we even have the question that how can you be Ma'arav Baraglov if it would be Mimtzoi Cheftzecha? The Rashba mentions in this connection, apparently when it comes to being Ma'arav Baraglov, you don't necessarily have that restriction that it has to be done only with Dvar Mitzvah. At least B'di'evit, it can be done for Dvar HaRashus as well. I mean, the halacha is that even a food aid of B'di'evit, if you're making it for Dvar HaRashus, it's still valid. But Ma'arav Baraglov, there's much less reason in the first place to think that it should have to be done with Dvar Mitzvah. But if you're going for a bris, obviously that's the Dvar Mitzvah, but that's something else. Okay. So now we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah. We talked about where you have Shabbos, where you have Yom Tov on Friday, one day of Yom Tov on Friday, or one day of Yom Tov on Sunday. What about when it comes, now remember, in the times of the Mishnah, the only two-day Yom Tov that existed in Eretz Yisrael, actually even nowadays, the only two-day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael is Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to talk about that. And then from that, we're going to get into the Gemara and to talk about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias that we have, the 2 days of Yom Tov that we have elsewhere. Now, we have to remember the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, very, very much as Man Grama now, is different than the 2 days of all other Yom Tovim. When it comes to all places outside Yerushalayim, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are basically the same as 2 days of Yom Tov anywhere else, meaning, in other words, the reason behind having 2 days is the same as anywhere else. The reason why you have 2 days of Pesach or 2 days of Sukkot is because you didn't know when Beis Din was Mekadesh L'Chodesh. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that's also the situation. If you're living a few miles away from Yerushalayim, you don't know, was Beis Din Mekadesh L'Chodesh today, or are they going to be Mekadesh tomorrow? So therefore, you have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. In Yerushalayim itself, you didn't have that consideration, but you sometimes had, as the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara discusses it over there, and in Beitza, that you still have, you have like this. Normally the Edim would see the moon on the night going into Rosh Hashanah, and then they would come the next morning to Beis Din and give Eidos, and then that would be the one day of Rosh Hashanah. And if they didn't show up that day, then the next day would be Rosh Hashanah. You had a time, one time, it says, where the Edim hadn't shown up by the time of the Korban, of the Korban Tomid Shabbein HaBayim. The Levium didn't know what to do as far as the Shira. There's supposed to be a special Shira for Rosh Hashanah, like there is for Yom Tovim. We don't do it in Shir Shoyom. We just say the regular Shir Shoyom of the weekday that it's on. You have Sidurim. You have Kehilas where they also say a special one for each Yom Tov. Anyway, so the point is, the Levium at that point were not sure what to do. Why they weren't concerned about the Korban Musaf itself, Tosfos discusses over there, but that's another matter. But anyway, they weren't sure what to do as far as the Shira. And the Gemara discusses, is it that they didn't say the Shira at all? Is it that they said the wrong Shira? Whatever it is, the Chachamim at that point made a Takana. From now on, we're only accepting Eidos on Rosh Hashanah until the time of the Talmud Shabbein HaBayim. Not well, before that, for sure. If they come in the morning, so much the better. What you could have is like this. The Rambam describes like this. Sometimes it actually is possible to see the moon, the new moon, right before Shkia. If the Edim manage to see the new moon, or the Beis Din themselves manages to see the moon right before Shkia, going into Rosh Hashanah, so much the better. They can right away sit down as a Beis Din, say Mekodesh, and good. And then even that night we know is Rosh Hashanah. Normally that... No. That's an error, Shana, I'm talking about. Listen, the usual situation wouldn't be like that. The usual situation is they see the moon only after Shkia, or only after Tzeitzak Echavim, whatever. And at that point, you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh, because you can only be Mekadosh by day. So therefore, they would come first thing in the morning to Beis Din. Beis Din would hear their Eidos and declare Mekodesh HaChodesh, and therefore, as of the morning or as of sometime in the early afternoon or whatever, we know that that day is Rosh Hashanah. And people in Yerushalayim and would hear about it, exactly. And therefore, they'd only have the one day Yom Tov. But if the Eidim didn't show up by Mincha because of this Takana, what happens is like this. We say, on the one hand, that on the one hand, Eidim could come later in the day, and if they did on Daraisa level, this would be the day of Rosh Hashanah, because after all, they came sometime during the day. Midrabanan, though, what we're going to say is we're not going to accept their Eidos. However, since we were already noyeg that day as Kodesh, then the Chachamim made a takana that we still consider it Kodesh, and then we also have to have the next day is the actual Rosh Hashanah on a Daraisa level, because that's when the Eidim, or actually at that point, we don't even really need the Eidim. A month can't be longer than 30 days, so therefore, at that point, automatically the next day is Rosh Chodesh, and that means that that would be the actual day of Yom Tov. So in a case like that, even in Yerushalayim, they need 2 days of Yom Tov, where one of them, again, they started keeping it because maybe Eidim will show up, and at the end they're keeping it because of that takana of the Chachamim. And then the second day they're keeping because that is actually the day of Rosh Chodesh and the day of Rosh Hashanah on a Daraisa level. Before that takana, they are keeping that first day of Yom Tov in case the Eidim come, right? But the point is, before that takana, if the Eidim didn't show up by the end, if the Eidim showed up even a minute before Shtia, then still on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, then that would be the only day of Rosh Hashanah, and that would be it. Well, so I mean, up until that point, you're keeping it in case it's Rosh Hashanah, and now. Right? Okay, you don't say video on Rosh Hashanah. Come on in. Okay. What's the Sarlazazel? What? Sarlazazel is Yom Kippur. Is Yom Kippur. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shaya Yore Shemet Isaber. So let's say, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, if you're concerned that it may become a two-day Yom Tov. Now, let's say you need to go each of those 2 days in a different direction. The printed version we have in front of us of Rashi says that this is talking about in the Goyla, that this is talking about outside Eretz Yisrael. However, on the side over here, it says that no, on the contrary, that must be a mistake in Rashi. What Rashi actually means to say is faket. This applies in Yerushalayim, because even in Yerushalayim, because again, outside Yerushalayim, there's no Shema Tisaber for sure. Either way, you need to keep 2 days Yom Tov because you don't know which one was the actual day that they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh. But so in Yerushalayim itself, if you think that there's a chance that there might be a 2 day Yom Tov, and you're gonna need to go in a different direction each day, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvin, so a person is able to make 2 separate Eruvin, V'oyma Eruvi Berishon LaMizrach V'Sheni LaMayrav, he's able to say that the first one should go to Mizrach and the second one to Mayrav, Berishon LaMayrav V'Sheni LaMizrach, or the other way around, Eruvi Berishon V'Sheni Kivnei Iri, or the Eruv should only be in effect for the first of the 2 days, and the second day I want to be like everybody else in the city, and not lose my tchum in the other direction. Eruvi b'sheni v'rishon kivnei iri, or the other way around, I want it to be in effect only for the second day. The first day, I want to be like everybody else in the city. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're able to do that because they're considered shtei kedushas. Because even in this case, even if the Eidim didn't come by Mincha, where they were saying from Takonas Chachamim, you still need to continue keeping that day as Yom Tov, and then the next day is Yom Tov as well. Rabbi Yehuda still holds they're shtei kedushas. So therefore, you can have a separate Eidim for each one, just like you could. Rabbi Yehuda holds our shtei kedushas, right? Right, so before we had the question about Yom Tov and Shabbos, and we had Rabbi Eliezer saying they're Shtei Kedushas, and the Chachamim saying we're not sure. Now we're saying, though, when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we're not talking about if one of them is Shabbos. We're talking, the difference is, in other words, when it comes to Yom Tov on Friday or on Sunday, you know that that day is Yom Tov, and you know that Shabbos is Shabbos. Each one of them is a definite thing. Here with Rosh Hashanah, after all, I mean, it starts out kind of as a suffix. Is today Rosh Hashanah or is tomorrow Rosh Hashanah? And even after the Takana, Rabbi Yehuda holds they're still considered 2 separate kedushas, and therefore you can have a separate eruv for each one. The Chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda on that. They said that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you can only have 1 eruv for the 2 days because it's considered Yom HaRichter. It's considered 1 kedusha. V'oid omer Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yehuda says another din in this connection. Masna adam alaka kala b'yom tov rishon v'oichla b'sheni. A person can make a t'nai about a basket of fruit on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and then eat it on the second day. The t'nai will be, we'll explain in the Gemara, let's say you have two baskets of fruit, which is tevel. Now you can't take truma and maiso on yom tov, midrabanan. What you do then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is you're able to make a t'nai. You say, you take one basket and you say, if today is not Yom Tov, then I want this one to be Truma and Maiso on behalf of that one. And then you set it, you set them aside. You still can't eat them that day in case that didn't take effect. The next day you say, if yesterday was Yom Tov, then if yesterday was Yom Tov, then already it's, if yesterday was Chol, then today is Yom Tov and I don't need to do anything else because I already took Truma and Maiso. If yesterday was Yom Tov and today is Chol, then I'm again designating this one as Truma and Maiso on behalf of that one. And now you're able to eat. Now you're able to eat. Yeah. Well, the same one, yeah. But the point is that this way, either way, one or the other day was a weekday, and you designated it as Truma and Maiso, and that's fine. Then you're able to eat the other one. It's a sort of similar way to the concept we have, you know, when it comes to making an Eid of Tavshilin, with most Yomim Tovim, not with Rosh Hashanah, because the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda in this, but with most Yomim Tovim, if you have a two-day Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday, and you didn't put an Eid of Tchumen on Wednesday, you're able to make such a t'nai. You're able to say that on Thursday, if today is weekday and tomorrow is Yom Tov, then I'm making the Eid of Tchumen, then I'm making the Eid of Tavshilin. And if today is Yom Tov and tomorrow is not, then fine. Friday is not a Yom Tov and I'm allowed to cook on Shabbos anyway. I'm allowed to cook for Shabbos anyway. And therefore, so you're able to make an Eid of Tavshilin using that kind of t'nai. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, similarly, you can make such a t'nai as far as Truma and Maaser when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Again, the Chachamim disagree with him. V'chein beitza shenel de merushin te'ochel b'sheni. Also, Rabbi Yehuda says a third din in this connection. If an egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you'd be allowed to eat it on the second day. And again, v'lohod lo Chachamim, the Chachamim did not agree with him on either of those dinim. Because again, in all of these three dinim, the Chachamim hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achasein. They're considered Yom Ha'arichta. In the Gemara, we're going to take up the point why Rabbi Yehuda needs to tell us three different dinim in this connection. Once he established in connection with Eruv that it's considered two Kedushas, why does he need to tell us again by the other two cases of the baskets of fruit and the egg as well? We'll see that in the Gemara. But that's how it is. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do such things, and the Chachamim do not. Rabbi Doisa ben Halkina Soimer. Rabbi Doisa ben Halkina says in a similar vein, if we're saying that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, again, we're talking in Yerushalayim itself, are considered two separate kedushas, because either today or tomorrow is Yom Tov. And actually, the truth is, all of these dinim might apply outside of Yerushalayim as well. Again, outside Yerushalayim, you have the same suffix with Rosh Hashanah as you do with every other Yom Tov. So again, you have, it's either today is Yom Tov or tomorrow is Yom Tov. Only in Yerushalayim do you have that consideration that what if the Edom don't come by Mincha? In outside Yerushalayim, at least on the surface, you don't have that issue because it's like any other Yom Tov. Did the Edom come today, or are no Edom coming at all, and then Yom Tov is tomorrow? So because you have that suffix, so again, that leads Rabbi Yehuda to be saying that they're shtei kedushas, and the Chum saying that no, they're kedusha achas. Rabbi Doisa ben Halkina Soimer, ha'over lifnei ateva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, the chazan on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Omer, he says in davening, now you can't say in davening for sure that today is Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, because maybe it is, maybe it's not. Therefore, Omer, you should say, hachlitzenu Hashem alakenu es yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh, Hashem strengthen us on this day of Rosh Chodesh, im hayoyim im lamacher, whether Rosh Chodesh is today or whether it's tomorrow, and that way he's not dover shkodim, that way he's not saying something false in front of Hashem. Ulamacher im hayoyim im emesh, the next day he says, Hashem strengthen us on Rosh Chodesh, whether it's today or whether it was yesterday, meaning if it was yesterday, I already daven yesterday that Hashem should strengthen us in mitzvahs and whenever on Rosh Chodesh, and if today is Rosh Chodesh, then today. And again, v'lo hodu lo chachamim, the chachamim did not agree with him. Now, there are two different points that Rabbi Doisa ben Halkinas is making over here. One is that you mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening, And the other one is, and the other one is this business about im hayomim lamacher, im hayomim emesh. V'loy hodu lachachamim. The chacham did not agree with him. We're going to see in the Gemara which part did they not agree with him. Did they not agree with him that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening? Which in fact we don't. You can see in the entire Rosh Chodesh, in the entire Rosh Hashanah davening, the one place where we mention Rosh Chodesh is when we're mentioning about the korbanos. We quote the pasuk milavad olas hachodesh u'minchasa. But other than that, we never mention, we never, in Yalav Yavai, in all the other tefillahs, we never say, So are the Chachamim disagreeing with Rabbi Yosef ben Hilkinas on that point, but they agree with him about the Yom Imemesh, or are they disagreeing with him on both points, or are they disagreeing with him only on the Hayom Imemesh, and they're agreeing that you would mention Rosh Chodesh, or are they disagreeing on both? We'll see, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that in the Gemara. That we'll discuss that in the Gemara tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, Erev Rosh Hashanah, appropriately enough. Yeah. Okay.
Well, when are we doing it tomorrow?
We'll figure that out after. Okay, so the Gemara starts off. Man loy hodu loy. Now, we're saying in the Mishnah that we have three cases where Rabbi Yehuda mentions that he holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered two separate kedushas. You have the case of the Erev, Tchumen, you have the case of the baskets of fruit, and you have the case of the egg. We said in all those three cases, v'loy hodu lechachamim, that the chachamim do not agree with him. Man loy hodu loy. Which Tana is it that we find that does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda on that? Amar Rav Rabbi Yosi. So Rav says specifically that's Rabbi Yosi. We call him chachamim in the sense that the halacha is like him. In general, we have, often we have, when we have an opinion, even though it's a das yachid, which Rebbe agreed with that opinion and held that that should be the halacha, then he put it in the Mishnah as the opinion of the chachamim, so that we should realize that it's the opinion of the rabbim and should be accepted as halacha. So detanya, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rosh Hashanah. Now, we learned in the previous Mishnah about the machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim about Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos, whether you can make a separate Erev for each one. So now we're saying the chachamim, now Rabbi Eliezer had said you can make a separate one for each day. Moedim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rosh Hashanah. Those same chachamim of the previous Mishnah who said over there, when it comes to Yom Tov and Shabbos, that it's a suffix, whether it's two kedushas or one kedushas, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer and b'Rosh Hashanah sheri yorah shemet esaber, that when it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and you didn't know if it's going to be a 2-day Rosh Hashanah or not, ma'arav adam shnei ruvin va'omer ruvi berishin lamizrach v'sheni lamayrav berishin lamayrav v'sheni lamizrach ruvi berishin v'sheni kivnei iri a ruvi berisheni v'rishin kivnei iri. So those same chachamim who had the suffix about Shabbos and Yom Tov one after the other, they agree, they say for sure when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we do consider them two separate kedushas, and therefore you can have two separate eruvin. Tosfos wonders why it is. I mean, the Chachamim seem to be going exactly the opposite of what we said yesterday that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer as far as Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're considered two kedushas. And all, now when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we also hold like Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah over here, that they're only considered one Kedusha. In both cases, then it comes out, the Chachamim are going against the Halacha as we have it. In the previous Mishnah where they had the Suffolk, in our Mishnah where they're saying, in our Braisa, where the Chachamim are saying that they are considered Shtei Kedushas, neither of those goes according to the Halacha as we have it. So it's a bit of an oddity that in both places we're not going according to the Chachamim. Anyway, the point is, the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yosi Oser. Rabbi Yosi says it's Oser. Now, Rabbi Yosi saying it's Oser is the same as the Chachamim of our Mishnah said it's Oser. That's what Rav means, that the Chachamim of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Amalahen Rabbi Yosi, Iyat Modim Shim Bo Edim and Amincho Lamaila. Don't you agree with the din, with the Takana that it mentions in Rosh Hashanah over there, that if the Edim came... that if the Edim came after Mincha, after the time of the Talmud Shabbat Abayim on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, Shenoygin Osa Yom Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh, that we still continue to keep the rest of that day as Kodesh, because since most of it was kept as Kedusha, then the Chachamim want us to continue, even though at this point we say we're not going to be accepting the Edim anymore today. And the next day has to be Kodesh, because since in the end we didn't accept the Edim, then automatically it's a 30-day month. So there, Shenoygin Osa Yom Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh, so we treat both days as Kodesh. So we see, therefore, so now the question is, in other words, so it's one thing, and it's so it's one thing maybe in your Shalayim where you know in the end what happened. Did the Edim show up? Did they not? So if they so if the Edim showed up before Mincha, then you know you only have one day of Yom Tov. But if you're anywhere outside your Shalayim, you don't know. That scenario could happen any year, and then you're going to have 2 days of Yom Tov. And in that case, it wouldn't be 2 days of Yom Tov because of Suffolk anymore. Again, we have to point out, I was saying before that it's the same Suffolk with Rosh Hashanah outside your Shalayim as it is elsewhere, but it really isn't, actually. There's a slight difference based on what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Because with other Yom Tovim, it's either the previous month was 29 days or it was 30 days, and that's that. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you have an additional wrinkle. It's not only did Edim show up or did they not, it's also did they show up after Mincha? Did they only show up after Mincha? Where then we say Neigen Oisayim Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh. Where then we say that by Takana of Chachamim, well, whether they show up or not, actually by Takana of the Chachamim, we still have to keep that day as Kodesh because the Edim could have shown up before Mincha, and because already we kept most of the day as Kodesh and the next one is Kodesh, and therefore it should be considered Kedusha Achas, because now it's not a matter of Suffolk anymore. We don't accept the Edim after Mincha, exactly. Since at that point we say, so now again, on a Daraisa level and before the Stakana, we would have said, fine, we're going to wait till the end of the day and see if Edim come, they come, and if not, then not. And it, before that Takana, the key thing we have to realize is the fact that they kept that whole first day as Yom Tov is neither here nor there. It turns out that they were wrongly keeping it. It turns out they kept it as Yom Tov when they didn't need to. After this Takana Chachamim, at least from Mincha time at all, and onward, you're keeping it as a Vaday. Because either way, if the Edim showed up, then of course that is the day of Yom Tov. And if not, because of the Stakana, because already you kept most of the day as Kodesh, you have to continue keeping from Mincha and onward as Kodesh, even though you know for a fact that the Edim aren't going to be coming that day, because Beis Din is not going to accept them. And therefore the Levim are going to say the Shira of the weekday. Oh, so in that, right, okay. No, because when it comes to Daraisas, you can't play around. So since the Edim didn't come by Mincha, and we're not accepting them that day, that means today is, in terms of the actual Dinim Daraisa, today is not Yom Tov. Tomorrow is, but in terms of the Takana of the Chachamim, we treat today as Yom Tov. No, because the fact of the matter is, when it comes to actually bringing a Korban Musaf, when it comes to actually saying the Shira, we're still going to, yeah. Okay, maybe not, actually. Maybe as the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, we don't want people to be mezalzel in it, so maybe they will say the Shira. But in any case, the point is, a Korban Musaf, for sure, they can't just bring a Korban Musaf because of a Takana of the Chachamim. But anyway, the point is that Rabbi Yossi is saying is, that you have a case where both days really are Kodesh, and there's no playing around with it. So on that basis, shouldn't we say that you can't make a separate Erev for each day, even outside your Shalayim, because you always have the Suffolk is not only whether today is Yom Tov or tomorrow is Yom Tov, but also whether maybe both today and tomorrow are Yom Tov. Today Midrabanan, tomorrow Daraisa. So that's Rabbi Yossi is arguing. Given that point, how are you Chachamim saying that you're able to make a separate Eruv for each day? It should be considered one day. V'Rabbanan, so what are the Rabbanan answer to that? The Rabbanan of the Braisa, that is. They say, Hossa, and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, they say the difference is Hossam Kiecha Delelo Zolzuli Day. The difference is, actually, no, we don't really say that the first day is considered Kodesh. We're saying we made a Takana that we should treat the rest of the day is Kodesh, so we don't want people to be careless with it in a future year. If we say, you know what, it's fine, you kept today as Yom Tov until Mincha, but now it's fine, the Edim, we're not going to be accepting Edim anymore today, therefore you might as well keep the rest of the day as Chol. What happens in a future year on the 30th of Elul, which could be the first day of Rosh Hashanah, people are going to think, let's say in a future year they know for a fact that it's going to be Nidcha. They know, let's say, Beis Din is not sitting Bechlal because they know they calculated and they found the moon is not going to be visible on the night going into Rosh Hashanah. But what happens if Edim do come? What happens if Edim do come before Mincha? And they end up having done Malacha before Mincha, then it comes out they did Malacha on Yom Tov. Yeah. So therefore, so in order to avoid that problem, we don't want, we make the takana that they should keep the whole day as Yom Tov in such a case, if the Edom came, even if the Edom came after Mincha. But nothing to do, the Chachamim would say, nothing to do with whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. The fact is, we're only doing it for that reason. So they're not Mezalzel, not that we're really not that we're really treating it like Yom Tov. So since we say that it's Yom HaRichter, but we say that it's a suffix whether it's a Yom HaRichter. So therefore, ultimately, that's the halacha. This is, for example, why we need a new fruit the second night of Rosh Hashanah, because we need, in order to be able to say Shech Yonu. So it is a suffix, so you still wouldn't be able to. So in the end, the actual halacha is, so again, according to Rabbi Yossi, that they're Kedusha Achas, maybe Taka, according to him, you would be able to put one Eru for the both days. But according Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they're considered shtei kedushas. The halacha is we consider it a suffix. So therefore, you still have to make sure that your eruv food is there for the both days, or your ma'arav beragla for both days. But you, because of the suffix, but on the other hand, you can't do an eruv for one day and not for the other day, or eruv in different directions for the 2 days. Again, because of the suffix. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning that it's kedusha achas. But it means that it's kedusha achas, meaning that you can't put down a separate eruv for each day. But yeah, so the question is, by the way, whether this applies to a regular 2 day yom tov. So a regular 2 day yom tov, you don't have this noigan osayim kodesh lamacha kodesh. You always have with a regular 2 day yom tov. It's just a matter of a suffix: is today yom tov or is tomorrow? The Rambam actually writes that. Nevertheless, nowadays that we have 2 day Yom Tov, not because of a suffix, but because of Minhag HaBaseinim Yadeinu, that Rambam writes, then the din with the 2 day Yom Tov should be like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, where you can't have a separate Eruv for each one. That nobody else holds like that. The Raiva disagrees with the Rambam, everybody else disagrees with the Rambam on that, and that's not the halacha. The halacha is, when it comes to the 2 days of Yom Tov, you are able to have separate Eruv in for each one. According to the Rambam Taka, the Rambam mentions it in connection with Erev Tavshilin, that you wouldn't be able to make the Tanai nowadays, but everybody else disagrees with him on that. Okay, let's go on. V'oid Omer Rabbi Yehuda Chola. We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda gives us 3 cases where he holds that it's considered separate kedushas. One was the Erev, one was 2 baskets of fruit, and one was an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, why do we need all three? The Gemara says it's Tzricha. We need all three of them. The Yashmin and Rosh Hashanah, if he only told us the first case, Rosh Hashanah, it says over here really what it means is Reisha, Hagoyes HaBach, says the first case involving the Eruv. So if he only told us about the case of the Eruv, you would say, Bahak Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Dalei Ka'ovid Midi. You know why Rabbi Yehuda allows it? Because you're not actually doing anything. You put down an Eruv for the first day. You're making a tanai on it. You're saying that it should be in you're putting down one eruv or 2 eruvin before Yom Tov. You're making a tanai. This one should be in effect for this day, this one for that day, or this one only for this day, whatever. You're not actually doing anything on Yom Tov itself, so therefore maybe it should be mutter. Avokakola, but when it comes to the baskets of fruits, where you're actually doing something, you're designating this one as truma, demechzi kimesakin tivla, so it looks like you're fixing tevel, it looks like you're taking truma and maiso on Yom Tov, ema moidulahu l'rabbanan, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Chachamim that you can't do that on 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, or on the 2nd day, the iyeshmein and hani tavti, and then if he only told us the cases of the eruv and the baskets, you would say mishum delekel migzer alayu. You would say maybe the reason he'd say it's mutter, because there's no gzera to make. There's nothing, if you do this, you may come to do this. Aval beitza, but when it comes to an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, de'ikol and migzor b'mishum peiros hanoshrin, you have a gzera that you could, one reason why an egg that was laid on Yom Tov is usur, is, now why taka, if an egg was laid, let's say it was a 1 day Yom Tov, and the egg was laid on that day, why is it also that day? The Gemara at the beginning of beitza discusses a few possibilities. One of them is because it's similar to peiros hanoshrin, the fruit that falls off a tree, where it was mukta, it was still attached to the ground beforehand, and therefore it remains mukta. So here, and the point, actually it's not so much mukta, it's the point that you attach to the tree. The point, that's what I said. The point is though, you may pick it if you're going to be allowed to take it after it falls off the tree. You may pick it and then you're going to be over on a malacha daraisa. So now with an egg, that particular thing is not relevant, but the chachamim would have made... because the eggs already developed. But nevertheless, the point is that the chachamim would have made a gzera any time you have something that was in it, that was attached to its original place, like a chicken to an egg. So that would be one reason. And also you have the case where liquid flowed, where juice flowed out of fruit on Shabbos, where we learned in Masech the Shabbos that there are details. Sometimes you're not allowed to drink that on Shabbos because you may come to crush the fruit on Shabbos, and that would be a malacha. So an egg is similar. You have reasons why an egg b'chalal that's laid on Yom Tov is also one reason is because you may is because it's similar to Peiros. The other one is because it's similar to Mashkin. So when it comes to an egg, you have reasons to make a and maybe in those cases, then Rabbi Huda would agree with the Chachamim that we have to make such gzeiros. And therefore, we need all three cases in the Mishnah to tell us that even in that case, he still holds that you can eat it on the second day of Yom Tov. Again, the Chachamim disagree with him on all three. The halacha is like the Chachamim, meaning Rabbi Yossi, that in fact it is also. So it's also if it was late on the first day, it's also on the second day. And if you made an eruv on the first day, you can't make a different eruv for the second day. Because it's Kedusha Arichte. Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Kate said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Masna Adam Al-Kakala B'yom Tevrishin V'Oichla B'Sheni. What do we mean? What's the scenario that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned where you make a T'nai on a basket of fruit on the first day and then you eat it on the second day? So like we said, Hoyu L'fon of Shtei Kakala Shel Tevel. The person had in front of him two baskets of Tevel. Omer, he can say, Im Hayom Chol L'mocha Kodesh Tehezu Truma Alzu. If today is weekday and tomorrow is Kodesh, then today I'm allowed to separate Truma and Meiser. So I'm designating this one basket as truma and maaser for the other. If today is Yom Tov and tomorrow is not, then what I said has no effect because Yom Tov and I know I can't take truma and maaser on Yom Tov. So with that, he's declared it provisionally truma and maaser. And he sets it aside. The next day, he says the same thing again. If today is weekday, then now I'm declaring this one truma on behalf of that one. What I said yesterday didn't count because yesterday was Yom Tov. So then today I'm making this one truma on behalf of that one. And if today is Kodesh, then what I'm saying now doesn't count for anything. Now really, Rabbeinu Yohanesson points out, he shouldn't really need to say Im Hayom Kodesh. All he needs to say is Im Hayom Choyl. We don't want him on Rosh Hashanah to be saying a T'nai that involves only if today is Chol, because then he's going to start thinking to himself, hey, today might be Chol, I can do Malacha. Therefore, we want him to stress in his declaration that today still might be Kodesh. Then at that point, one way or the other, he's validly declared it Truma and Meiser, and therefore we can eat it. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Again, Rabbi Yossi says it's also because the 2 days are considered Yom Ha'arichta, and therefore you can't make this tonight because it's not a matter of it's a suffix whether today or tomorrow is Yom Tov. We consider of possible vadai that today is Yom Tov and tomorrow is Yom Tov because of this business about Eidim Min HaMincha L'mayla. Rabbi Yossi would also say that it's also when it comes to the 2 days of Yom Tov that we have outside Eretz Yisrael. There it really is a matter of suffik. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi is machmir in that and says that you can't make tnoyim and you can't do anything like that. Now again, if the two Eidim come before Mincha, then you only have 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. However, outside Yerushalayim, you don't know whether that happens, so you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in case they didn't. If the Eidim didn't come before Mincha, that's what we're saying. No Igna Yisayim Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh. Lamayla means after Mincha, right? Okay. So they would be noyig the rest of the day. So again, according to Rabbi Yossi, they're noyig, and that now becomes actual Kodesh. And according to the Chachamim, we said at the top of the Amr, it really doesn't become Kodesh. It's just the Chachamim didn't want us to be Mezalzel. Okay. So the Gemara tells in this connection about Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golias, Hahu Bar Tavya De Osel Beiresh Golosa. There was a deer that was brought to the house of the Resh Golosa. The Itzid B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Golias. It was captured on the first day of on the first day of Yom Tov. Rashi says it was captured by Goyim, meaning that Goyim did a malacha for it. Tosfos discusses it doesn't necessarily have to be. It could be that it was captured on its own. It could be there were traps. It could be, no, not necessarily ran into a house, but whatever. There were traps laid out, and the deer ran into the trap. Anyway, okay, new. So the ishtachit b'yomtiv sheni. Then it was shechted on the second day of. It was shechted on the second day of yomtiv. So if we say that goyim trapped it, then the question is: the malacha was done on the one day of yomtiv. Are you now allowed to eat it on the second day? If we say it was trapped on its own, then the situation would be that it was brought from outside the tchum on the first day. So then, because it was trapped outside the city, let's say, well, outside the tchum, and then yeah. What do you mean out? Of course it does. What do you mean? It doesn't have to. There has to be some kind of suffix, otherwise no problem, right? Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ochlu, Rav Sheshes le'ochlu. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate from this deer. Rav Sheshes did not. Because Rav Nachman and Rav Chista held that it's a suffix. Either today or yesterday was choil, and therefore it's fine. And Rav Sheshes didn't eat because he held, like we said, Rav Yossi said, that it's considered one long kedusha. Amar Rav Nachman, my eved leilu Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says, what am I supposed to do about Rav Sheshes? Deloy ochel bistru detabia. He's not eating from this deer. Why not? Why is he considering it kedusha achas? Amar Rav Sheshes vehechi echel. So Rav Sheshes says, so how am I supposed to eat from it? The toni isi tora braisa va'amrila. Or another version is Rav Sheshes said it as in an expression of surprise. Isi toni isi tora braisa. That we just said, and you want me to eat from this deer? We just said a braisa v'chein hayu Rabbi Yosi oisa b'shnei yom tovim shogolius. So Rabbi Yosi says it's also when it comes to the two yom tovim of Golius. This is the two yom tovim of Golius. So then it's so according to Rabbi Yosi, it's considered kedusha achas. And if it was caught on one, then I can't eat it on the other. Isi is a tana. No, like Rabbi Yosi, the same Rabbi Yosi who was the Chachamim in our Mishnah, who says by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that's considered kedusha achas, the same way he would say by any 2 days of yom tov. That you can't do the same way as you can't put an Eruv on one for the other, the same way you can't do. Amar Ravo my kusha. So Rava says, so what's the question? Dilma Hochikama, the chain hoyer of Yosi Oyser Bishne Yom Tomish Roshanim Goyla. Maybe the Braisa actually means that Rabbi Yosi would say it's also on the 2 days of Yom Tov in Goyla, meaning not only in Yerushalayim, where you have that sometimes that Noyagan Oysayim Kodesh or the Mocha Kodesh because of the Edom coming after Mincha, but even in the Goyla where they're far away and they don't know whether that was the case, and therefore it might be considered like a regular Shnei Yom Tovim Shogolos, and nevertheless, Rabbi Yosi is always Machmir with Rosh Hashanah, but maybe he's not Machmir on other Yom Tovim. The question is, Yehochi Shogolius, then what would be the expression Shnei Yom Tovim Shogolius Bagoyla Miboyle? The expression should be the two in the Goyla, because we're talking about a Yom Tov which is intrinsically 2 days, even in Yerushalayim, and he's telling us that in the Goyla also the same din would apply. Shnei Yom Tovim Shogolius implies something that exists only in Golos, namely the other Yom Tovim. So we have to say on the face of it that Rabbi Yosi really does mean all the other Yom Tovim. Still, Omer of Asiu my kosher, Duma Hachikama, V'chein hoyer Rabbi Yosi oisa iser shnei Yom Tovim shagolius k'shnei Yom Tovim shadashana l'rabbanan desharu. Maybe Rabbi Yosi means that even according to the Chachamim, who say that just the opposite, the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the Chachamim in the Braisa rather, are makel even about Rosh Hashanah and consider it two kedushas. Maybe the Braisa means just the opposite. Rabbi Yosi holds when it comes to Golos, when it comes outside Yerushalayim, that the two Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah are the same thing. I know. Are the same thing as far as that goes. Maybe Rabbi Yosi is being makel on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah outside Eretz Yisrael. So just to finish off real quickly, Ashkechet of Sheshes l'Rav Bashmul. One time Rav Sheshes met Rav Bashmul. Amalei Toni Ma'am Midi B'Kedushas. Did you learn any Braisa about this din of the two Kedushas? Amalei Tanena Moedi Rav Yosi B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shogolius. He says, I learned a Braisa that Rav Yosi does agree by the two Yom Tovim Shogolius, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that you can, that you could have a separate Eruv for each one or whatever. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes tells him, Imashkachas Lehu, if you meet up with the people of the Reish Golosa, Loi Tema Lehu V'Loi Midi, don't tell them anything about that braisa, because then they're going to know that I was wrong, and I don't want them to know that I was wrong. We had that before, where Rav Sheshes didn't always get along with the members of the Reish Golosa, and if they think he's wrong in this, maybe they're going to think he's wrong in other things as well, and therefore he didn't want that problem. So he could have eaten it after all. And the halacha is you are indeed allowed to with the two Yom Tovim of Golias, not with Rosh Hashanah, but with the other two day Yom Tovim, you are in fact allowed to, because two different days, right? Because it's a suffix, yeah.